This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump is pushing out his embattled Interior Secretary, Ryan Zinke, and says he'll be replaced next week, though that person needs Senate approval. Zinke has had a big hand in Mr. Trump's rollback of environmental regulations and the U.S. exit from the Paris Climate Accords. He's also been the subject of multiple ethics investigations over travel, political activity, and potential conflicts of interest. In a tweet, the president said Zinke accomplished much during his tenure. Meanwhile, after weeks of speculation, Mr. Trump decided to ignore his wish for a permanent White House chief of staff. Instead, he named as acting chief his current head of the Management of Office and Budget, Mick Mulvaney. Despite the word acting in his title, the White House is indicating there is no time limit on Mulvaney's chief of staff role. A U.S. federal judge has struck down a signature achievement of the Barack Obama administration, ruling that the Affordable Care Act, widely known as Obamacare, is unconstitutional. A report from AP's Tim McGuire.
U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor, in a 55-page opinion, said last year's tax bill removed the constitutional foundation from under the Affordable Care Act by eliminating the penalty for not having coverage. In a tweet, President Trump writes he predicted the outcome and he calls on Congress to, quote, pass a strong law that provides great health care and protects pre-existing conditions. 20 Republican-led states brought the lawsuit after the Trump Justice Department stopped defending the health law. A coalition of states supporting it took up the defense. The White House says the law will remain in place while the appeals go forward. I'm Tim McGuire.
President Trump, during his campaign, pledged to dismantle Obamacare, which has made affordable health insurance available to millions of Americans. Police fire tear gas to disperse yellow vest demonstrators who again converged on central Paris Saturday for the fifth straight weekend to protest the high cost of living and their belief President Emmanuel Macron is out of touch with working people. This is VOA News. Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan says the United States is scheduled to meet soon with the Afghan Taliban and that Pakistan has facilitated the dialogue at Washington's request. The U.S. has been meeting with Taliban representatives based in Qatar since July. But so far, those talks have apparently been of marginal value. In a recent letter to Khan, President Trump asked for his help in reaching an Afghanistan settlement, which he called his top priority in the region. Indian officials say 11 people are dead and scores remain hospitalized after eating tomato rice that was apparently contaminated at a temple in the southern Indian state of Karnataka. Early speculation is that the rice was turned deadly by pesticides. According to the Hindustan Times, three temple employees have been arrested in the case. The gathering at the temple was a celebration of its construction. Australia says it will formally recognize West Jerusalem as Israel's capital, but will not move its embassy from Tel Aviv until there is a peace settlement between Israel and the Palestinians. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
Recognizing our commitment to a two-state solution, the Australian government has also resolved to acknowledge the aspirations of the Palestinian people for a future state with its capital in East Jerusalem. Australia believes this position respects both our commitment to a two-state solution and long-standing respect for relevant Security Council resolutions.
The Israeli government applauded the Australian announcement, while Palestinian leaders said Australia risked becoming an international pariah. The U.S. State Department says it's ordered non-emergency government staff and family members of American government employees to leave Democratic Republic of Congo, this a week before a presidential election that state fears could turn violent. Campaigning in this long-delayed election season to choose President Joseph Kabila's successor had been mostly peaceful until this week, when security forces opened fire to disperse opposition gatherings, killing at least four people. A fire in the capital, Kinshasa, also destroyed thousands of voting machines and ballot boxes Thursday morning. Kabila's ruling coalition and opposition candidates traded blame for that incident. French officials say a fourth victim of the Christmas market shooting in Strasbourg, an Italian journalist, has died. Police killed the alleged assailant in the market attack, Sharif Shakat, Thursday, and are searching for other potential suspects. The Islamic State terror group, without providing evidence, claimed responsibility for Tuesday's attack that wounded more than a dozen people. It called Shakat one of its soldiers. A Strasbourg native with Moroccan roots, Shakat had an extensive criminal record, and his name was on a French terror watch list. Gene Randall, VOA News.